This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر
نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، My dear beloved respected brothers and sisters, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal, who gathered us in this masjid, to gather us yawm al-qiyamah with Sayyid al-Mursaleen Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma laka alhamdu hatta tarda, wa laka alhamdu idha radit, wa laka alhamdu ba'da al-rida. We are extremely, extremely grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal that He kept us alive to witness the best 10 days of the year. Afdal ayyam al-dunya. The best, officially by the best man, declared that these are the best 10 days of the year. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept us alive to witness them. That means we have to, number one, be grateful. Number two, take advantage of literally every single moment. If we didn't do much in the past few days, the good news is the best is yet to come. The best of these best 10 days is yet to come. In the last 10 nights of Ramadan, we know that one of those nights is the best night, but we do not know exactly which night. But in these best 10 days, we actually know when is the best, or which one is the best day, and that is Monday, the day of Arafah. May Allah keep us all alive to witness it and give us the energy and the ability to do as much as we can in it. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. This day is the day a Jewish man came to Umar radiallahu anhu. And he said, there's an ayah in your book. If we have that ayah in our book, we will make the day it was revealed a Eid, a holiday. So Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, which ayah is that? He said, when Allah said, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. That ayah is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, today I have perfected your deen, and today I have completed the religion, and I have chosen Islam as your main deen. So Umar radiallahu an, he said, I know exactly in which day it was revealed and where it was revealed. It was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a Friday and on the day of Arafah. So this is the day where the deen was completed. This is the day where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swore by it. And the azim, la yuqsim illa bi'azim. The great only swears by something that is great. And the ulama said, and not the ulama, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَشَاهِدِ وَمَشْهُودِ, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, شَاهِد is يَوْمُ الْجُمْعَةِ, is Friday, وَمَشْهُود is the day of Arafah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swore by that day. This is the day where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَوْمُ عَرَفَةَ وَيَوْمُ النَّحْرِ وَأَيَّامُ التَّشْرِيقِ أَيَّامُ عِيدٌ لَنَا نَحْنُ أَهْلُ الْإِسْلَامِ. The day of Arafah, the day of sacrifice, and the days of the Tashriq, the 3 days after, these are the days of our Eid, us Muslims. And it happened this day, Ya Akhwan, this year, it happened that Arafah is on a Monday. And what's so special about a Monday? Monday is the day the A'mal are presented to Allah. Allahu Akbar. So it is the best day. And in that day, the a'mal are presented to Allah. Rasulullah ﷺ told us every Monday and Thursday, the a'mal are presented to Allah. That's why Rasulullah ﷺ said, I would love to fast. They said, why? Because he says, these are the days that the a'mal are presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is your plan? The best 15 hours of the year. The best 15 hours from Fajr all the way till Maghrib, the best 15 hours of the year. So, I will provide a suggested program for that day, begging Allah to help me and you fulfill it to the best of our ability. Before we start the day, and before the day of slaughtering comes, slaughter your ego and forgive everybody. Slaughter your ego and forgive everyone so you could enter these days, or this especially, that the best day, with a clean heart. Second, sleep early on a Sunday, this Sunday coming, after you finish Isha, go to sleep and wake up 1 hour before Fajr. In this hour, 2 rak'ah, 4 rak'ah of tahajjud, of qiyam, salatul qiyam, as we all know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, the best salat after fard is salatul qiyam. And then when it gets closer to Fajr, you're about to make your suhoor. Because on that day, on Monday, inshaAllah ta'ala, we will be fasting. Encourage your whole family to fast. Remind others. We text many stuff that has no value. Text the people that, remember, this Monday coming is Yawm Arafah. This is where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, all you have to go on Google and say, virtues of the day of Arafah. The first one that comes, copy and paste the hadith. Whomsoever fast on the day of Arafah, he will get 2 years of sins forgiven, one previous and one coming. Allahu Akbar. 15 hours, you will get 2 years of sins forgiven. Remind others, make sure that the whole family are up at suhoor, having suhoor, remembering the days of Ramadan, and leave a couple of minutes before the adhan of Fajr and make a lot of istighfar. Make a lot of istighfar. Now you are preparing yourself for the brothers. The brothers are preparing themselves to go to Fajr in Jama'ah. If the sisters would like to come, welcome. But their prayer at home is better than the prayer in the masjid. You are intending to pray Fajr in Jama'ah, in congregation. You're beginning the day by ibadah. Fajr in our masjid is at 5:45. Look at your local masjid and check what time is your Salat al-Fajr. You start your day with Fajr in Jama'ah. The virtues of Fajr in Jama'ah, I mentioned them so many times, I'll mention one only. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you pray Fajr in Jama'ah, you are under the protection of Allah the whole day. The whole day. Allahu Akbar. You want to be under the protection of Allah on that day, because you want to concentrate on your ibadat. If you can take off on that day, Allahu Akbar. If you can't, Alhamdulillah. But if you can, some of the Sahaba, and one of them Ibn Abbas radiallahu anh, he used to do itikaf in the day of Arafah. He used to leave everything and come sit in the masjid on the day of Arafah and do dedicate all his time for ibadat. If you can, Alhamdulillah. If you can't, and of course, you have some responsibilities, Alhamdulillah. But if you can, you're in control of your time, you can take day off, wallahi, there's no better day to take off than this day. You come to the Fajr in Jama'ah, you pray, and then after that, you stay in the masjid you prayed in till the sun rises. What's the reward? If you stay in the masjid, you pray Fajr in Jama'ah, you stay in the masjid you prayed in, you remember Allah. We will be having a halaqa on that day. You could join us. You could remember Allah by reading the Quran, by making adhkar. You wait for the sun to rise, and then after that, 15 minutes you pray 2 rak'ah, you will get the ajr of Hajj and Umrah without leaving your city. Subhanallah. We are deprived this year from going to Hajj, so let's get the ajr of Hajj at least by performing this simple ibadah. After that, you want to go rest a little bit, and then, because this is a day, yani, really needs a lot of planning, just like we plan for weddings and graduations and whatever. This is a day that you really need to plan, because this is a day I have no clue if I'm ever going to witness it again or not. And it is the best day. So during the day, let's say you could not take off, you're going to work. Ya akhwan, do not, subhanallah, out of the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are sick, you're poor, whatever, you cannot do much ibadat, Allah azza wa jal, make the best ibadat remembrance of Allah, something that anybody can do, subhanallah. So constantly, whatever you're going on that day, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, it's free, and you're getting so many So many hasanat. These are the most four beloved words to Allah Azza wa Jal. Rasulullah ﷺ told us. Rasulullah ﷺ said, to say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, khayrun mimma talat alayhi shams. Allahu Akbar. Better than what the sun has risen upon. Yani better than this whole dunya. So constantly remembering Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. The things that we will be doing on that day the most, you can divide them into three. Dhikr, dua, reciting Quran. Half an hour, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah. Half an hour, dua. Then another half an hour, reading Quran. That will keep the whole day busy. And listen to this, Subhanallah, hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَا مِنْ يَوْمٍ أَكْثَرْ مِنْ أَنْ يُعْتِقَ اللَّهِ فِيهِ عَبْدًا مِنَ النَّارِ مِنْ يَوْمٍ عَرَفَةٍ. Like we established the formula before. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say something, 100% guaranteed, definitely is going to happen, ultimate truth. No day where Allah free people from the hellfire than the day of Arafah. No day. So, what is going to be my most dua on that day? Allahumma a'tiq riqabana minan nar. Allahumma a'tiq riqabana minan nar. Ya Allah, free my neck, my father's neck, my mother's neck, my grandfather's neck, my children's neck, all my beloved people's necks from the hellfire. All as much as you can. This is the most day. So, in order for the neck to be freed from the hellfire, I have to be doing the a'mal of the people whom their neck will be freed from the hellfire. I'm not going to be listening to music and dancing and my neck will be freed from the hellfire. I'm going to be remembering Allah and begging Him to save my neck from the hellfire in order to be saved. No day. This is the most day of the year. So Ya Allah, I beg You, in this blessed Jumu'ah, this is today the best Jumu'ah of the year. In the last 10 days, the first 10 days of the Hijjah, they are the best 10 days of the year. And in these 10 days, there's only one Jumu'ah, and it's today. And Jumu'ah is the best day of the week. So today is the best Jumu'ah of the whole year. And Allah gave me and you the ability to attend it. So Ya Allah, we are so grateful to You. You are actually attending the best Jumu'ah of the year. So Ya Allah, I beg You in this best Jumu'ah of the year, for everybody who attended today and everybody who's watching us, Ya Allah, save their necks from the hellfire. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. My dear brothers and sisters, why did I say these three things? Listen to this hadith, Subhanallah. خير الدعاء. The best dua you could ever make through the whole year is the dua done on the day of Arafah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. خير الدعاء, dua of Arafah. The best dua you could ever make is on the day of Arafah. Ya Rasulullah, what is the best thing to say on that day? What is the best? Because dua, ya ikhwan, is a dua of talab. You're asking for something, Allahumma, and you ask, Ya Rabbi, and you ask. Or the dua could be a thana, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is that dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? It is the best dua to make on the day of Arafah, and it's the best dua me and every prophet that came before me ever uttered. What is that dua? Inshallah, we'll say it in the second khutbah. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. بسم الله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: خير الدعاء دعاء يوم عرفة، وخير ما قلت أنا والنبيون من قبلي: لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. The best dua is the dua of the day of Arafah, and the best dua I him عليه الصلاة والسلام ever said and all the prophets before me is لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. If you do not know this statement by heart, I beg you to please memorize it. يعني from amongst all humans, the best are the prophets. And Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the best of the mankind, which are the prophets, this is the best thing they ever said. So how can I not memorize it? And half of it is already the shahada, la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la. So before we say it, and especially mashallah, I see a lot of my young brothers and sisters, let's explain what does it mean? La ilaha illallah, subhanallah. The kalima of tawheed, the kalima that the Jannah is created because, the kalima that's why the prophets were sent. This is the kalima where we are existing just because of that kalima. This is the kalima that we beg Allah to make us live by it and die by it. I beg Allah to make it our last words. Ya Allah, make our last words La ilaha illallah. This is the kalima. La ilaha illallah. No God worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wahda, alone. La sharika lah. No partners with him. La ilaha illallah. Wahdahu la sharika lah. Lahul mulk. To him belongs everything. Everything belongs to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Wa lahul hamd. Every ni'mah that me and you have, my brothers and sisters, please listen. Every ni'mah that we have is from Allah Azza wa Jal. Anytime you intend to start sinning, anytime you want to sin, remember that these eyes that you're looking at haram with, they are a blessing from Allah, and you are disobeying him with a blessing that he gave you. Anytime you want to take a bribe, you want to search something on the internet that's haram, you want to write a wrong comment, you're using the fingers and the mobility that Allah gave you to disobey him. Anytime you want to backbite somebody, you're using the tongue that Allah blessed you with to disobey him. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. No ni'mah. How many ni'mas can we count right now? You are listening to me. You are seeing me. You're understanding what I'm saying. You are in the house of Allah. You are a Muslim. Countless amount of na'am. لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ. And the last part. وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. I want myself and you to have that statement at the end engraved in our heart and in the back of our mind in this day and every day. Why? My brother who's in debt, remember when you're making the dua, Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. My brother, my sister who are sick, remember when you're making the dua, Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. He can do anything. My brother, you're having problems with your spouse, Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. My brother, my sister, you're having problem with your children, Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. He can switch their hearts from going astray to become guided. Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. Look at that. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Lahul mulk. What do you want? The mulk belongs to him. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُهُ. Anything you want, we have its vaults, its source is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how you're supposed to ask. Don't ask where you are, let me try. No trying with Allah Azza wa Jal. No trying with Allah Azza wa Jal. You try with me, I try with you. But with Allah, we do not try. He is ala kulli shay'in qadir. You are asking al-mujib. His name is the one who answers. So don't ask with doubt. Let me check. Maybe it will work. No, it will happen because he can do it. He will do it, inshallah. Ud'uni astajib lakum. Ask me, I will answer you. This is the mentality I want every one of us to come to this Monday. And every day, not only Monday, the day of Arafah. Every single day when we are making dua, we are doing it with yaqeen, with certainty. This statement, when said in any day, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whomsoever say la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulk wa lahul hamd wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir, 100 times. I timed it, 8 minutes. And if you can start Monday with that, it will be great. Why? Listen to the rewards. The hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim. Whomsoever say it 100 times, number one, as if he freed 10 slaves, the reward of freeing 10 slaves. What is the reward of freeing 10 slaves? Rasulullah said in the hadith, and it's also in Bukhari, whomsoever free a slave, part of his body will be freed from the hellfire. So now here I'm freeing 10 slaves by saying it 100 times. That's the first reward. Second, 100 hasana will be recorded in your scale. 100, the third, 100 evil deed will be deleted from your record. And number four, this is why I said, say it in the beginning of the day, you will be protected from the shaitan the whole day. Wallahi, all day long. Ya Shaykh Jinn, ya Shaykh Evil Eye, ya Shaykh Black Magic, ya Shaykh Tayyib. Take this prescription, not from me, from the doctor of this ummah. 100 times, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulk wa lahul hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Full coverage. Protection from the shaitan. And listen how the hadith ended. No one have done anything better than you except the person who said it more. No one have done anything better on that day except a person who said it more than 100 times. So ya akhwan, Monday is only a few days away. Start planning from now, you and your family, what are you going to do on that day? Fasting, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Quran, if you can pray all the salawat in jama'ah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And finally, subhanallah, this is the second year we've been deprived from going to Hajj. One of the dua that you can make during these last days, Ya Allah, make me from the people who are actually on Arafah next year. Wallahi, again, is it hard for Allah to grant you Hajj next year? La wallah, ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allahumma ballighna yawm Arafah. Allahumma a'inna ala siyamih. اللهم أعنا على صيامه اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم يا أرحم الراحمين يا رب العالمين أغث إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم أغث إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. أقم الصلاة. Wait one second. So inshallah, just the first row only, put your feet half. Like, yeah, exactly. And everybody, don't leave a space. Just bring somebody shorter than you. Okay, yeah, that's good, inshallah. Come closer a little bit. Okay, inshallah. Anybody here? Just make space with the brother, inshallah. Please close the gaps. Close the gaps. Do not pray only on your musalla. If that's going to cause a gap, just fold it in half, inshallah. Close the gaps. Brothers, also sisters, do the same. Make sure the lines are straight. Brothers in the back rooms, you can please come to the main hall so we can fill up the spaces. Jazakum Allah khair for everybody who donated for the new carpet. May Allah reward you immensely. Go ahead.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استوى الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين وقال الذي آمن يا قوم اتبعون أهدكم سبيل الرشاد يا قوم إنما هذه الحياة الدنيا متاع وإن الآخرة هي دار القرار من عمل سيئة فلا يجزى إلا مثلها ومن عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فأولئك يدخلون الجنة يرزقون فيها بغير حساب الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Just a reminder that today is the last day we are taking money for the Qurbani. So if you did not book your Qurbani yet, you can go through Zelle at Qurbani@epicmasjid.org and we have different prices for different countries. Just put the amount and give the amount and put in the bottom that this is for that for that country. The range starts from 80 all the way to $250 per Qurbani. And can I do more? You can do as much as you want, inshallah ta'ala. And inshallah, it will be accepted by Allah ta'ala. Jazakum Allah khair wa barakallahu feekum. Also, we have our brother Mansour. His nephew is in intensive care. He is in critical condition. So please keep him in your dua. نسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يشفيه. نسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يشفيه. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم رب الناس أذهب البأس واشفي أنت الشافي. لا شفاء إلا شفاءك. شفاء لا يغادر سقما. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.